Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark Cabali brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Sean Gentile brought to you by nobody.
But he's part of a foursome that's hit the fairway on every shot.
He is on our YouTube channel. In fact, Bob, he's on the de facto Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Sean, things got a bit discombobulated here, and I apologize that we're slightly late, and I really apologize that you have to share time with Mark Cabali. How are you?
The bigger problem is I have to share time with you. Come on.
That's
you
got always
me,
the case.
You, got,
that's
me my
four, you
daily.
Got me fourth wheeling here. I'm not even third wheeling.
Do you know Mark? Do you guys know
we,
each
we
other?
We ended up working together for a couple years, forever. So I would assume I know him.
All right, Bob. No introduction.
You would assume
I find
you know
it interesting
me. Oh,
that,
we're off to a really good start here, man.
That Mark is not on the screen anymore. That Sean's come up
bumped.
And bumped him
off
the
screen.
Oh, my
God. He got bumped by Gentile.
How about that?
It's an upgrade.
I'm sorry, Mark. And I'm sorry, Sean. And Mark doesn't even have headphones. He can't hear Sean.
Well,
why don't you bring headphones when you come in the studio?
Because I don't want to. I don't know. These things don't work that you provide me, so.
All right. Well, let's go around the table. Prediction on this game. Very simply, Bills or Steelers before we expound upon that. Bob?
I'm torn on this because I do think, like you said, Joe, that I think somehow the Steelers in their roller coaster ride are capable of putting together a game like they did against the Colts at home. But then I see so many things I don't like about the way they're playing. But I also know Buffalo has issues. If they run the ball successfully, they should win. So I am going to say that it's going to be a close game, 1 point, Buffalo wins.
Buffalo.
Ooh. That was a very good Waffle House waffle by Bob there.
Well, I don't know. You don't think it's going to be close in one score? They play every game one score.
They stink. I'll never pick the Steelers again the rest of the year. Even though they have a good chance to win this week, I still think Buffalo will win this game 24-19.
Sean?
I heard a smart guy say on the morning show a couple days ago that he's out on the Steelers.
Out.
Who's out?
I'm done.
My former coworker who just implied that maybe we'd never met before on the radio, Mr. Mark Cabali.
Yeah, we actually went to New York. I mean, he covered the Jets game, the great Mason Rudolph broken shoulder game. Me and Sean were elbow
it was
to
when
elbow.
It was when I stepped in whenever Eddie Boo was dealing with some sciatica issues and some various health problems. Yeah, Cabali was stuck with me on the road.
I had a Christmas miracle occur that night. That was December 23rd or 24th. Was it Christmas? No, it was 23rd.
You saw Malzy with hair.
And I had a flight the next morning, but I wrote my story in 10 seconds after I saw poor Mason, who was in a great amount of pain in the locker room. And I took an Uber to LaGuardia and begged this woman at the counter to let me on the flight, and she did, and I was home for Christmas Eve. That was fun, Sean.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with Joe Starkey.
It was great.
Just not jumping out of a plane. Don't get him to do that. Or a roller coaster, for that matter.
Or electrical problems on a plane.
Do you have a pick?
35-20 Bills. And the roller coaster's going down. I can't.
Wow.
I know. They're not good, Joe. I know you know that.
I know, But neither are the Bills, and the Bills stink on the road. They've been blown out by Miami and Atlanta, for God's sakes.
Michael Penix Jr. beat him.
He looked
and
like...
He looked like... I don't know what he looked like. He looked a lot better than we've seen in any other games, though. He may...
I mean, I get it. Like, Tua beat them, too. And is he on his best day? Like, is he...
Didn't just beat them, blew them out. But they're going to get, I think they get dominated at on the line of scrimmage on both sides in almost every game, even the ones they've won. The Steelers are going to win this game, I'll say 26-13.
13 points. How do they shut down Josh Allen to 13 points then?
Did you watch the Bills last game? Did you watch the Bills get 3 points in Miami or whatever they got? Did you watch them in Atlanta?
I watched the Bills beat the Baltimore Ravens when healthy. I saw them beat Kansas. They beat Kansas City, too.
All at home, Bob.
Okay, but they beat those teams.
They
did. Those are elite teams, or at least you thought they were.
When they go on the road, they turn into the 76 Buccaneers.
And the Steelers haven't been all that good at home, though.
Stop picking fights, Bob. I'm not. I'm just saying. It's almost Thanksgiving.
Sean said 34-20 or 35. That's a big difference, and that's...
All right, here's the next question. We need to keep this one shorter. Is Mike Tomlin going to be the Steelers coach next season? Bob?
Yes.
Mark? Ooh.
Yes, I think he has 1 year left in it.
That was a pause.
Yeah. Wow.
It was a deliberate pause, too. Mm-hmm. I think 2026 might be it.
Sean?
I was saying.
The only way he's out is if he doesn't want to be here. I think that's clear, and that's hard to believe at this point. So yeah, I'm saying he's back probably without much of a thought.
Me with no thought, and not only that, they could lose the rest of their games by 4 touchdowns each, and I'd put even less thought into it. He's going to be back next season, I think. Will Aaron Rodgers start on Sunday?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Mark?
I mean, our buddy Jay Glazer alluded to that. On Sunday afternoon, so, and who knows that
alluded
better.
To what?
He said that Sunday around noon.
What did he say?
He said that Aaron's out this time and he'll play next week.
Oh.
So, I mean, come on, Jay Glazer, and you know who his BFF is, so I would say yes, he will play.
Sean?
I think between what Mike said after the game and then what he said yesterday, there's no reason to think otherwise, right? Like he,
yes, there is.
He sounded even more certain yesterday that it was.
Bob has a direct Bob has a direct pipeline to Art II, and Bob seems to be thinking that there's something more to the story here. He keeps wondering if Rodgers is going to play, and that makes me really curious, big boy, doesn't it? You.
I think Aaron Rodgers could definitely throw the four verts better than
but what about with trips wide?
You're throwing Bob under the bus with the direct line to Art.
There is
stuff.
No direct line.
Listen.
I heard what Bob said. I heard the way he said it. Like he just sniffed out some like weasel word, you know, wiggle room that Tomlin, to some degree, left himself.
When Bob has an opinion on a big matter, all kidding aside, you wonder if it's an educated opinion.
He does have he does host a show with one Mike Tomlin.
You wonder if it's an educated opinion, Bob.
It's a coach's show. You know, there are certain things that... No, I'm just telling you that I
think... Do you think Rodgers will play?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought that last week, though, Joe.
Well, big boy, why didn't he play?
Was he medically cleared?
Was he medically cleared?
I haven't heard it, but I would assume that he was not medically cleared.
Then why doesn't Tomlin just say that?
Because he wants to present a unified front as he's the guy making
the decisions. How is that not a unified front?
Hey, I'm making the decisions here, not the medical staff.
How is it still unknown whether he was medically cleared or not?
Right. I don't. How is that?
They tell us nothing. Then less than that. They even like.
But if you ask directly.
But if.
Oh, well, maybe Aaron will say that this in about 2 hours.
Are you
maybe
going over there?
Yes. As you let him. Me go.
All right. Ask him this. Aaron, were you medically cleared? And then if he says,
I don't have to tell you that.
he's
that one before.
That. Yeah. Do you guys have little side conversations?
I've had some side, nothing football related, just life in general.
Really? What does he ask you about life
dark
in
areas?
General?
Have you gone to dark areas since he's arrived? Have you gone to one of those
places?
No,
I mean,
Kaboli's a big ayahuasca guy. Right. Yeah,
no,
we know this about him.
We talked one time about how toxic media, I mean, how toxic the media, no, how toxic Twitter is.
Have you drank ayahuasca with him?
I don't even know what ayahuasca is. I would do the darkness retreat. I would do that.
You You would not be able to survive in
I told
darkness
Bob
retreat.
I'd do
Come
that.
On, Mark.
It's try. Four nights of complete darkness.
Do you actually? I would like to see. All right, I'm going to ask all of you guys at this table who would survive. Who would have the best time in a darkness retreat? Sean, would you like? Now, I imagine. If it's all dark, you still have access to everything that
probably
you need,
Mulsey,
right?
Probably he'd come out with hair.
Who's to say that I haven't done a darkness retreat
already?
Have?
Have you?
That's the question.
Have you?
4 days?
Four days in total darkness? No, not quite.
We know.
It's four nights of complete darkness.
I'll be the first to tell you, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Joe wouldn't last six
I couldn't
minutes.
Do it.
I've been in caves for a long time. In guided meditations.
Stalactites.
What? What's he talking about, Bob?
The things that hang from the ceiling, the stalagmites.
I was in a cave once, seriously, doing guided meditation in the darkness. And when we got to a lighter spot, there was a bat, which looks like an upside down rodent, hanging from the ceiling of the cave.
Probably pooping on you.
A bat is an upside down rodent. That is in fact
Thank
what
about
it? Can't forget about that.
Wait, what was your question, Bob?
No, I wondered who could do it. I
could absolutely.
I would want to do it. Yeah, would you, Sean?
Under the right circumstances, yeah. Might need some help from the ayahuasca, but yes, I can imagine myself doing that.
Have you done ayahuasca?
It's none of your business.
That's fair, Bob, right? But it makes me think he has.
Here's a better question. Could you do without your cell phone for 4 days?
Absolutely.
I would love to. If only.
I'd love to. You know that commercial?
Sometimes I'd like to throw it away, too. It just gets it's too intrusive. You know?
There's that commercial where the guy finally throws away his phone into the water. I'd love to do that.
Then he jumps right in after it.
We're all phone addicts.
What about?
It's pathetic.
You ever see those rooms that are like so void of sound that you can hear your own heartbeat and your own blood go through your vessel? I don't think I could do that.
I hear that every night anyway.
It's like you can't stay in there for like more than a minute. It will drive you nuts because you can hear like your teeth cracking and your blood pumping through your arteries.
What are you talking about? What rooms are these?
These
do you have like a sensory deprivation tank?
No,
that's what it sounds like.
No, I'm telling you that they've put like millions of dollars into this room that is totally soundproof to the fact that you can't hear anything. You sit in there, you can't be
for
in
what
there
purpose?
For more than 10 minutes.
To meditate, like, or to feel what the inside of your body sounds like? Why do they do that?
I mean, why do you do anything? Because it's there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Because you can.
Have you ever thrown an axe?
Yeah, and it bounced back and almost hit me.
Who invented that, Bob?
Anger management.
What are you
person,
doing Friday you know, night? Let's go
throw axes.
Yeah.
One another.
Sean, have you
Is
gone
that,
axe
that
throwing?
That trend has to be on the way down. Like I feel like that
right.
peaked a couple years ago with the axe throwing stuff. I did not. I've never understood it.
How about pickleball? Pickleball's a good exercise.
Pickleball's great, yeah. Bob.
Oh,
me
man,
and you
I
should play
should
that.
Play pickleball. I'd like to do that.
We should take
70
other media.
What do you mean over 70?
Pickleball.
Pickleball, it's a good way.
Are you insulting Bob and I?
He just said I'm over 70, which I'm not. I'm getting there, but I'm not yet quite there.
70, I mean, pickleball. I mean, isn't that like bigger version of ping pong?
Yeah, but you run.
Between ping pong
it's good
and
hand-eye coordination. It's a nice way to go.
Bob, we could take on the morning show.
I have pickleball conspiracy theories that we can talk about off air if you want.
Ooh.
What do you mean?
It's just an effort by rich people to like privatize parks and like push out basketball courts and whatever else.
You're thinking way too.
There's
much
a reason. There's a reason all that money. There's a reason all that money is behind pickleball. I'm not even joking. Is it? There's
Tom
a reason.
Brady,
behind, there's a reason
he owns
all that
a
money
league.
There.
You know, he spent a lot of money. Tom Brady owns
it's like Limits with his wiffle ball league.
Yeah, kind of.
He owns a pickleball league?
I think he does, yes.
Tom Dundon, who's the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes and is trying to buy the Portland Trailblazers, he's a big wheel in the pickleball world. Like it's a lot of like billionaire. There's a lot of billionaire interests that are tied up in pickleball that complicate things.
All right. I saw a question on ESPN this morning. Which team in the AFC do you trust the most, Bob? If everything was on the line and you have more money than the three of us combined, yeah. If you had to put it all on the line and trust one AFC team, just put all your trust in them, which one would it be?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Kabali? Mm-hmm.
They're all bad. They
yeah,
all
they may
flaws.
Be, but...
That's not the question.
They all have flaws.
I know.
I'm just...
Please pick one. Sean.
I would say the Chiefs just because of their history. I don't trust any. I don't trust the Patriots, Broncos, Colts, nah.
I'm starting to trust. If it was, which team do I trust to be competitive in any game, anywhere against any opponent? The Broncos are 9-2, and the two games they lost, they got ripped off on a last-second field goal, and they lost on a last-second field goal. They could be 11-0. I give them credit for every single week.
They also played one of the worst Thursday night games in the history of
but
the
they
national
won.
Football. I know.
Every week they've
They're
played winning football.
They're capable of playing ugly, too.
Well, if you play that game, shouldn't the Bears possibly be 3-8 instead of 8-3?
I've got a take on the Bears. They're going to lose their next two games by a combined 30 or more points.
Their schedule is rough down the stretch. They are.
I'm sorry, Sean.
If I have to take an AFC team to beat the Eagles or the Rams, it's
the Rams.
The Chiefs.
Oof.
It's the Chiefs.
It's got to be the Chiefs. I think there is something to be said for, you know, the relative consistency that the Broncos have shown, but the ceiling's too low for me. I don't like them to beat any of or like really either of the teams at the top of the NFC. So it's Chiefs by default, while acknowledging that, you know, plenty of problems there as we've seen.
Doesn't that tell us all we need to know about the AFC?
Yeah. That the one year that the Chiefs are vulnerable, the rest of the league recedes back toward them.
If you get hot in December in the AFC, you can run the table. You can.
4-1, or no. There's no room to call.
And
we already have eight people
on the
air. Last
year, Kansas took care of that notion that they play on the road and they can't win because they played on the road and they won.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's 1:30, time to make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. There's many other questions that I could ask these guys, Bob. Would you like to ask them a question?
Yeah, I'd like to ask them about the NFC because it looks like, number one, the MVP is in the NFC, and it's Matthew Stafford. I don't see anyone else really challenging that. But the Rams, right now, they're the best complete team in football, total. And they've done it a different way than most teams. They don't necessarily rely on their draft picks. So, Sean, is that the team you would think would emerge from the NFC?
Who do you trust most in the NFC?
Oh, it's the Rams, right? It's a boring answer at this point. But yeah, I feel like they're...
Not for me.
Uh-oh.
No.
You give me everything I own, I'm trusting the Eagles. I've seen
even
that.
After what they. Oh my goodness,
Bob! They lost 8-3
to Dallas after blowing a 21-point
lead.
Dallas
can explode on people. That's fine.
Yeah, but they're supposed to shut the game down with Saquon Barkley. They get the lead, and you're not supposed to come close.
They're 8-3. They have the second best defense in all of football to Houston, and they still have Hurts and Barkley and Smith and Brown, and their problem's been the offensive line. I love their coaching staff. I love their talent. I love their defense. They've been there. They've won, and they're pretty good. They're 8-3. I trust the Eagles.
They're not anywhere near the Rams.
Anywhere near?
If they played right now head-to-head, I'd think the Rams would win by 10 points.
Mongoose?
I like the Lions. They were at the doorstep last year. I know they have a couple injuries this year, but they can put up the points with the best of them, and they got the coach that I think can motivate them. So I would trust the Lions.
I know they almost lost to the Giants, but I think what they did late in that one kind of shows what they can, what they're capable of. Honestly, like they can score a ton of points really, really quickly. So yeah, I'm with Kaboom on that. Joe, I really appreciate you having me on and not make me talk about hockey. That's great.
I want to talk about hockey. I thought that's what we were doing.
With Kabali?
He's been on our show down to talk about hockey. He has takes.
Last question. Now I forgot what the last question was. Oh.
Hockey.
It's a yes or no. Would George Pickens be doing anything remotely close to what he's doing with Dallas if he had stayed in Pittsburgh? Bob, yes or no?
Yes or no?
We know what Bob
is. It's a yes or no question, Bob.
I endorsed him staying here because I thought they
get out.
I thought they would be able to cater a game plan that would include him, knowing that for the first time they had two.
Would he be doing anything close to Dallas here? Yes or no?
No, but it's not because he wasn't capable.
Mark?
Absolutely not.
Sean?
Not in a million years, no.
But is that a coaching mistake then?
Joe?
Yes.
Hell to the no. No, he wouldn't be doing that here.
But is that a coaching mistake?
Well, it's a Dak Prescott thing. He's been unbelievable.
Fine, but you have to still scheme guys.
Asking Arthur Smith to design an offense with two talented receivers, you might as well ask me to design a pair of ballerina shoes.
They brought in Aaron Rodgers, who's an accurate guy, who puts it, like we saw in Dublin, he put it on the money, and Metcalf goes the distance. If you had two guys on the outside like that, and a quarterback of his pedigree, wouldn't that make sense to open it up and create in the middle of the field stuff for others?
Yes, to all of that.
I thought they might do
that.
Which
is why we all say no, he wouldn't be thriving on the Steelers.
But I think that's all more on them than him. He had too much talent, and I would have bet that in 1 year, knowing all the money was at the end of this, that he would have played his best, and he has.
George Pickens apologist, Bob Pompeo.
I'm not an apologist. I'm just... Okay.
Bob, take a shot at his Mason Rudolph apologism.
Come on.
So go ahead.
No, I don't play that game. I'm just telling you what I think. That's it. I mean, that's what I thought all along, and I would have loved to have seen what both those guys could have done together with that quarterback. That's all.
Metcalf took his money. The scheme doesn't allow for it, and I think there's enough space between Dak Prescott
Sean, this has nothing to do with his money. This is he had no choice but to ball out this year, because in order to get a money deal like he got – Metcalf got, he'd have to play. You couldn't sit around and pout and be miserable, and all that's going to do is cost you. That's why,
Bob,
I felt
this is the same coordinator that sent out Cordero Patterson as a frozen cadaver in a real game and gave him the ball with the season on the line.
Can you understand my theory?
Yes, of
course. Your theory makes ton of sense, Bob, but I think the issue is it hinges on George Pickens acting like a rational person, and I don't think that's wise. I don't think
Do
that's
you think
wise
George if Pickens if would like to go spelunking? For 4 days?
It's four nights of complete darkness.
George, I wonder if George is good at pickleball, too.
Full circle.
What if we all went on a cave retreat, Bob, and it was all dark?
First of all, the modern version of roughing it for me is to take away my bubbles in the bath. I mean, I'm not going to go. I need champagne and bubbles. Come on, man.
It's four nights of complete darkness.
See you, Sean.
You might have to cut that one.
Right? Sean, take care. Did Bob say something bad?
No, I'm talking about the bubbles. Roughing it.
I was trying to make a joke.
I know. But
did he say something we should have
cut
out?
No, that's a perfect drop, I'm saying, right? Is that what you call them? Drop?
Yeah, drop.
Sean, erase that. Do not let that go.
Everybody say goodbye to Sean.
Bye, Sean.
Sean, real quick, Sean, can I ask you one hockey question because I want to?
Bob, we don't have time. It's 35 now.
Aaron Rodgers is talking pretty soon.
You know what this is? This is Starkey malfunction.
He brought you on to talk about something, and he was unwilling to conform.
I didn't bring him on to talk hockey.
Yes, you did.
What's the big hockey topic?
Jari starting tonight.
Great. They're all talking about that around the water cooler, Bob.
I want it. He's a hockey guy. He knows everything.
Water coolers all around Pittsburgh. What do you think of Jari over Mirishov today? I'm sorry, Bob. I went too far. Is Gentile there?
No, he left already.
All right.
He didn't even say goodbye.
Bob, is everything okay?
No, I'm about to say goodbye. You don't need me here for the last 4 minutes.
It's a holiday weekend.
Happy Thanksgiving, Bob. Now I have a headache. You might as well just stay. I mean, right? There's only 2 minutes left in the show.
Aaron Rodgers is talking in 87 minutes.
I would not risk that. I would leave.
Yeah. He doesn't have to. He's not talking for another hour and a half.
No, I think it's 2:30.
2:30. Yeah, you better go. See you, buddy.
What do you predict he'll say?
We have to go, Bob.
Probably he'll predict. Where's Sean Myers at? What was he going to say? Darkness retreat. Drop.
We have to go. Goodbye. Thank you, Kabali.
It's four nights of darkness.
All right. My feet hurt. A lot of things hurt after that segment. My feet used to hurt, is what I should say. Joints of my big toes, painful. Start an exercise regimen. Don't want to. I imagine a lot of you can relate, whether it's that type of pain, could be plantar fasciitis, could be sharp pain in your heel, burning in the balls of your feet, whatever. The Good Feet Store worked for me, can work for you. Specifically, the Good Feet Foot Arch Support System. Kabali, the least you can do is stay, and we can say a proper goodbye, for God's sakes. He's just going to walk out on me, Bob? Available in a wide range of flexibilities, extra firm to soft, to promote maximum performance and versatility for every foot, every lifestyle. You don't have to go out and get new shoes, that type of thing that sometimes people do with foot issues. This fits into golf shoes, basketball shoes, tennis shoes, football shoes, dance shoes, work shoes, whatever you got. Really, really comfortable. Worked for me. Could work for you. Check it all out at goodfeet.com or visit one of the stores. I went to the one at Robinson Town Center across from IKEA. There's one in Cranberry Township. Route 19 North next to Walgreens. There's one now open in Morgantown at the Suncrest Town Center. Come on in. Try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet store.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.